Callum Boyes is the National Food and Drink Editor at Fairfax. He joins me. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, you look, I've heard about eating paleo, but never about eating something from the actual Paleolithic period. You've got a very aged bit of food stuff for us, news-wise.
Yeah, man, yeah. The good people at the New Zealand-based Antarctic Heritage Trust this week uncovered an ice-covered fruitcake in the South Pole, which they've dated to 106 years old, which is interesting in itself, but the conservation manager said it was in excellent condition and almost edible.
Almost edible after almost over edible. A century.
There's some things in my fridge that are almost edible, but I'd still probably give a crack anyway. But yeah, covered in ice. I guess fruitcakes have a lot of sugar.
They do.
And a lot of booze in them. So it's going to preserve it over time. And if you were in the Antarctic, Robert Falcon Scott was the New Zealand, was the British explorer whose cake we think it belongs to. It's the kind of food you take on a long trip because it survives well in the cold and has a lot of energy to it. But, you know, also fruitcake can be pretty gross. So even in those harsh conditions, you might be like, ah, no. No, it's all right. I'll wait. I'll wait.
There's always a penguin to chew on. I'm not going to have that fruitcake.
Yeah, totally. Would you give it a crack? 106-year-old fruitcake?
100% give it a crack. It reminds me of the possibly apocryphal story of the people in the, I think it was back in the 30s, who ate defrosted mammoth at a big dinner party in New York.
Oh, I remember that.
Do you remember this? Apparently, no one can actually work out if it's genuine or not. I might be getting this wildly wrong. I'm going off the top of my head. The reports at the time were that it was absolutely disgusting anyway. But yeah, look, I've more, like I think any good Aussie, I've found an old fruitcake in a tin in a cupboard occasionally and thought, how old's that? When did Nan give that to me? And it's still soft. Yeah. It's still delicious. You'll still have a bit with a cup of coffee.
Totally, totally. It's not uncommon in the southern states of America, for example. You keep a fruitcake alive for years and just hand it down for generations and keep feeding it once a year and topping up with brandy or rum or whatever you might, your booze of choice.
Wow.
It reminds me, a mate of mine was dating the nephew of one of Australia's more famous food personalities that I probably can't say who is on the air, but they're quite known for their verjuice and pheasant pate. Just off, they have a like little island off the coast of South Australia. And so a couple of days before Christmas, a mate and her boyfriend went out there to the island to see the family. And she got quite chicken on brandy one night and went into the cool room of this food personality's house, and there was a big, big fruitcake there, and she was quite hungry. She said, "I won't take that, but there's a little one next to it. I'll just tax it. I'll just tax a bit." And she had a bit more and a bit more, and most of it was gone. And she came downstairs the next day, and all the family was gathered around and looking very, very upset. And she was accused of eating this cake, which had been in the family for generations.
No.
And she, yeah, man. And she denied it straight up. She's like, definitely not. I mean, of course, as you would. And then the whole rest of this day just turned into this, like, Gosford Park, like, Agatha Christie-style thing with, like, these eight family members on this island all eyeing each other off as to who ate the cake.
That is an incredible story.
And in the end, they went out sailing that day and she vomited over the side and then was asked to leave the island and never return because they saw the remnants of this generational old cake. Anyway, yeah, don't mess with the pheasant pate in South Australia. Anyway.
Yes, we can never mention that name ever again. All right, good. What else have you got? You had some other weird news from around the world.
Yeah, I did, man. Like, I thought this was quite interesting. We did a story on this week, Good Food. In Switzerland, and good on them, because when you think Swiss, you usually just think cheese and chocolate. I think there's a Ween album. But they've also now started marketing bug burgers in supermarkets. Now, mealworms and bugs and all that kind of thing have been popping up in menus for quite a while now in the Western world. Usually it's a novelty, a gourmet gimmick.
Yep.
But this is the first time I've seen them actually properly marketed in supermarkets. So anywhere in the Western world. So their burgers are made by a company called Ascento, which is a startup, and it's got a startup company. So mealworms, and then they chuck in some vegetables like carrots, celery, and leeks as well in there. To make it a little bit more tastier and fit for human consumption. So, yeah, bug burgers. I think it's quite interesting. A lot of commentators on these kind of things think that insects are the way of the future, that in 100 years it's all we're going to be eating. So maybe this is the start of that.
I don't know about all, but I'm inclined to agree. I'm, you know, a bit of an adventure eater, as I think most people have ever listened to me talk about the weekly feed. No, and I've definitely had mealworms. I've definitely had crickets. You're right. They tend to turn up very gourmet, you know, in a nice chili sauce or something like that. But for a lot of the world, that's just some stuff you eat. It's sustainable. It's healthy. It's actually surprisingly delicious. Crickets are kind of got like, it's almost like having a bag of peanuts. They're actually really delicious when they're dry.
Crickets are great fried up.
Yeah, they're really good.
Like a little bit of fat to them as well, almost. Mm. And they get quite juicy, and then they start to cook in their own little oils. No, I love crickets. Kylie Kwong over at Billy Kwong does some great Australian Chinese dishes with insects. But yeah, as we're saying, it's usually just on that level of a hatted restaurant or something. So this is the first time at supermarkets. I don't know what they taste like. They don't go on the market until next week in Switzerland. They'll be certainly watching with interest to see what the consumers think about that, and maybe they'll come to Australia sometime soon. Some bug burgers on the backyard barbie.
Fingers crossed I can go to Mary's and get a bug burger very soon. Callum Boyce,
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either, unfortunately. Mate, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Nick. You too, man. Cheers, bro.
Thank you. Callum Boyce there, National Food and Drink Editor at Fairfax, talking about some of the weirder food news of the week.